The Four in Fives Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to the latest installment of the Four in Fives Radio Show, a deep dive into the expanded universe of The Fall. This week we're going to start with one of my favourite covers by the group.
Yeah!
Monks with Oh How to Do Now from their 1966 LP Black Monk Time. Monks, of course, were a big MES favourite. Originally known as the Torquays, they were formed in 1964 by five American GIs stationed in West Germany. The Four's best known Monks cover is probably Black Monk Theme Part 1, which was based on their song I Hate You. Oh How to Do Now formed the basis for Black Monk Theme Part 2, which was a B-side on the Popcorn double feature single. The Fall also covered Shut Up on Middle Class Revolt. Opening the show was The Fall's other Monks cover, Higgledy Piggledy, which was released in 2006 as part of a tribute album called Silver Monk Time, and I think it's an absolute corker. Mutations from the 2013 LP Error 500 by Mutation. Mutation was a group put together by David Walls, also known as Ginger Wildheart, the guitarist, singer and songwriter in the Choir Boys and the Wildhearts. Mutation featured members of Napalm Death, the Sisters of Mercy and the Cardiacs. Smith featured on two tracks and the other was called Relentless Confliction. But perhaps the most memorable result of the recording was his interaction with the hapless studio engineer Kevin. If you haven't seen it, go to YouTube and search for Mark E. Smith versus the sound engineer.
So Leo, don't despair. While you are in the cave and hoping, we are up above you groping, and we soon will make an open. Leo, we're closer. Soon you'll breathe fresh air. While you are in the devil's prison, keep that spark of life a-fizzin'. We'll soon have you out of prison. Leo, oh Leo, 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 Leo. Be steadfast and keep your spirit high.
You're happy now.
Pumpkinhead Escapes, one of the B-sides to the 1992 single Ed's Babe. And before that, you heard a song called We're Coming Leo, taken from the 1951 Kirk Douglas film Ace in the Hole, which the Fall seem to have adapted for Pumpkinhead. According to Simon Wollstonecraft, Pumpkinhead Escapes, which was never played live, was actually about Craig Scanlon's cat. Cock in My Pocket by The Stooges. It appears on their infamous live LP Metallic KO, but that version is from the compilation Heavy Liquid. The Fall's cover of the song eventually became Stout Man, which was the last song they ever played live. There are, it has to be said, a fair few songs in the Fall's back catalogue where Smith's vocal have a certain "I've just got back from the pub and which song is this again?" quality to them. Here's a prime example.
Thank you.
Bert Whistle's Girl in Shop, recorded probably in 2001. Spencer Bert Whistle providing all of the instrumentation on the track, and it appeared on the 2003 We Wish You a Protein Christmas single. Now, a few years ago, a series of instrumental outtakes by The Fall did the rounds online, and someone, who shall remain nameless, decided it would be a good idea to overlay some of MES's spoken word over them. The result was an album called Atlanta, Albania, Whatever, and from it, this is Decade Resurrection.
too.
Decade Resurrection from the album Atlanta, Albania, Whatever. Now, the most recently released Fall Live LP is an excellent recording of the group's performance at St. Helens Technical College in February 1981. It was released on Castleface, a label founded by John Dwyer of the OCs. We'll hear a song from the St. Helens album shortly, but here's a track first by the OCs themselves.
I'm tuning in into the herds as it
That was the opening track on the Live at St Helens Technical College LP. It starts with Blob 59, a rather atonal piece that the group played a few times in 1981 that doesn't bear much resemblance to its namesake on Grotesque. It dips briefly into Live Dream of a Casino Soul before finishing with a full version of Prole Art Threat. Before that, you heard Static God by the OCs. It's now time for the My Favourite Fall Song feature, and this week's contributor is Leon Massey.
My choice for fall tune is going to be The Chiselers, the single version. I'm a lifelong fall fan, got into them in about 1990, 1991. It's really hard for me to choose a fall song because I don't actually think I've got a favourite fall song. I do adhere to the you must appreciate the whole body of work approach to the fall, but I am going to go for The Chiselers. It's a tune that I find quite confusing in that I remember hearing it the first time and kind of knowing that it was brilliant, but needing to hear it again, not fully being able to get my head around it. So it kind of typifies for me that quote about the Fall, that they're different but the same, or different but always the same, however it goes. The Chiseler's quite an ambitious piece of work. He's got all these overdubs and he's pretty much a studio confection. Live, they were never able to do it quite like it was in the studio. Perhaps it's, you know, the Fall's Sgt. Pepper period. Lyrically is fascinating, but beyond, you know, other than just slagging off plagiarists, I'm not sure what the Pink Floyd reference is all about. So it's a kind of track which still fascinates me every time I hear it. A unique one, I think, in the Fall canon, and a pop single as well. So thank you, Steve. I choose the Chiselers.
The Chiselers. He's desperate. Passed on. Richest. The Chiselers. He's short. They are short. Stones are short. Mr. Groblier with the white Ferrari is short.
The Chiselers. Thanks to Leon for his contribution, and you can send your explanation of what your favourite Fall track is and why to thefallinfives@mail.com. As we all know, the Fall were rather canny musical magpies, and here's another one of those songs that they borrowed from, in this case for The Right Stuff from Reformation Post TLC.
Georgie, put a light on your name. Hey, 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 hey. Play the game. won't have many days when you live and you play for United. With your life and your blood and your soul, you run and you kick and you fight it, and you learn every way to the goal. Georgie, Georgie, they call you the Belfast boy. Georgie, Georgie, they call you the Belfast joy. They say, Georgie, Georgie, keep your feet on the ground. Georgie, Georgie, when you listen to the sound. Georgie, Georgie, put a light on your name. Yeah, 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 play the game.
People of Brixton, all the way from Oldham, Lancashire, the older, good-looking lads, the spiral carpets, the time like the seeds, nobody's ever heard of them either. All right.
There are already illness rumors circulating around. I think you should remember whose side you are on.
I Want You, the Inspiral Carpet's 1994 single that led to MES's sole appearance on Top of the Pops. Smith had declared 4 years earlier that anyone who appeared on the show was a ponce, but he looks as though he quite enjoyed it, really. Entertainingly, he was later to be castigated for reading the lyrics from a sheet of paper by the young viewers of Saturday morning's Live and Kicking, and you can find the clip on YouTube by searching Mark E. Smith Inspiral Carpet's TOTP Live and Kicking Outrage. Before that, you heard Belfast Boy by Don Farden, a 1970 single that paid tribute to George Best.
Those of your own choice, boys and girls.
sex and smack, but the time is done well with your home. There are no grades done. There is an end to nutriments and rest in nutriments.
The Wedding Presents 1995 single Sucker. The Wedding Presents' David Gedge has a lot in common with Marky Smith, having been the solitary, consistent member of the band for the last 30-odd years. David is a Fall fan, and Sucker is one of those tracks where the group's influence is very apparent. So Long Baby from the Watusi LP is another. Before that was Mess of My, recorded in December 1978 for the Fall's second Peel session. A song largely written by bass player Eric the Ferret McGann. It's one of those excellent tracks like Words of Expectation, Backdrop and New Puritan that bafflingly never got a proper studio recording.
Thank you. stick. You've got good reason to laugh.
That was Entitled, a B-side of the Hey Luciani single, and a song that was never played live. Well, that's about it for this week. To conclude, a live version of What You Need, recorded in Bremen on the 11th of September 1985. Thanks for listening.
It's finance rock. What you need?